You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. Nobody's perfect, and that's unforgivable. The human fallibility paradox and the disappointing nature of reality. As humans, we seem to acknowledge, in theory, that we are all fallible creatures. Nobody's perfect, right? Yet at the same time, our imperfect human brains have a tendency to make the perfect the enemy of the good. And as a result, we tend to be very unforgiving of human fallibility, frequently to our own detriment. This tendency leads many people to the false perfection of pseudoscience and magical thinking. Suppose your automobile mechanic makes a mistake while working on your car. Would your reaction be to decide that the science of automotive repair is faulty and then seek out a witch doctor to shake beads and mumble incantations over your car? Or would it be to go back to your mechanic and ask him to make good on the mistake? Or, failing that, seek out a new mechanic? For some reason, however, many of us, if our doctor made a mistake, instead of seeking another doctor, would abandon scientific medicine altogether and seek treatment through pseudoscientific practices like acupuncture, homeopathy, or chiropractic, as if the human fallibility of one physician is a valid indictment of all medical science. Practitioners of pseudoscience operate unencumbered by the burdens of evidence, logic, and scientific rigor, and are thus able to serenely present to the world a facade quite the opposite of human imperfection. After all, magic works all the time, right? If we don't become aware of the existence of this kind of thinking, we can continue to mix metaphors, repeatedly burn bridges behind us and shoot ourselves in the foot with bad choices for the rest of our lives. The first time many of us experience thinking like this is when we are adolescents. As infants, toddlers, and young children, our parents seem to us to be superior beings. Mommy is always around you, like a force of nature, feeding you, cleaning you, making it better when you get hurt. Daddy is the powerful being who seems to be able to operate complex machinery, like cars and trucks and lawnmowers, with ease. He can fix anything and keeps bad people and even monsters away from you. These are characteristics of beings straight out of mythology. Your parents are essentially magical beings to you when you were young. As you grow into adolescence, two things happen. Your endocrine system releases a potent cocktail of hormones that begin to change your body, and, as any parent of an adolescent knows, make you very moody and prone to snap judgments. The second change is that your brain matures to a level of cognitive ability much more sophisticated than in childhood. So much so that it becomes easy to perceive that your parents are fallible humans, and not the deities you once thought. Even if human fallibility is forgivable, adolescents are very unforgiving creatures. As a result, most teenagers, disgusted, disillusioned, and disappointed, don't just reduce the esteem in which they hold their parents one or two notches. They instead consign them to the realm of the irrelevant. How does this pertain to the martial arts? People might use this kind of faulty logic as a reason to quit martial arts training altogether. This frequently happens because the student had unrealistic expectations about the speed at which he or she would progress. This is because, before actually experiencing martial arts training, many people get their understanding of the martial arts from the media. Think of how often movies or television show a montage of training scenes, usually with inspirational music like The Eye of the Tiger playing in the background. This short type of depiction, while exciting and cinematic, does little to give an accurate impression of the long hours, the setbacks, the injuries, and the frequent tedium of any type of athletic training. In short, real martial arts training always falls short when compared to such rapidly achieved cinematic perfection. Perhaps the greatest detracting factor that causes the loss of new students is that some aspects of training are less than fun or entertaining. A new student with a low threshold for either boredom or discomfort will either grow as a person or quit training. Budding martial artists might also make the perfect the enemy of the good when they change to another school. This can happen for many different reasons. One common cause can be a bad experience in competition. Now, there can be many reasons for losing in competition, one of which could be poor instruction. It could just as easily be from making one or more poor tactical decisions, or from simply guessing wrong, zigging when you should have zagged. Or the student could have made no significant errors, but have been simply outmatched, outperformed by a superior athlete. Many a time, people have experienced failure in competition and judged their instructor harshly as a result, and then switched schools to train with their opponent's instructor. Sometimes, the results of this switch are positive, and the student likes his or her new teacher. But often, the disenchanted student finds that the new instructor is no better than the old one. Another result from this kind of thinking could be a decision to change from a practical style of martial arts to a pseudoscientific one based on chi power or some other form of magic. Some poor unfortunates only learn the folly of this choice after being pounded in a self-defense situation by another imperfect human. Please remember, the most competent people in the world are still human and can still make mistakes. If you make poor choices because you have allowed the perfect to become the enemy of the good, you're only going to hurt yourself. Anyway, that's what I think, but I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.